Support for Food for Thought comes from Dick's Hubcap Cafe, home of the Gravy Crater. Dick's Hubcap Cafe, registered nurse on duty.
So, Stein, one word.
And what is that word?
Anadama.
It's easy for you to say, but who is this Anna, and why are you saying such a mean thing about her?
Well, it's not me who says the mean thing about Anadama. This is the name of a longtime, longstanding, classic bread from New England called Anadama bread, which I wrote about in the Seattle Times this past week, and I've been making it for 35 years now. It's a wonderful, old-fashioned bread made with flour and molasses and cornmeal.
This really surprised me because I'd known the name Anadama bread, but for some reason I'd always thought it was some kind of New Age health bread being made in a cave stone oven somewhere south of Santa Fe. So
I'm thinking you've seen it and it looked like nasty old hippified whole wheat bread.
Yeah, with the little flakes of wood pulp.
Those are the ones. But it's not. It's a big, beautiful brown loaf, a high-rising, almost sandwich bready loaf. But I love it because it's just a little sweet. Actually, it's a lot sweet. And it makes the world's best toast. Now, I put some polenta, some dried polenta, in mine that actually brings up the texture of it nice. It makes just a little, gritty is not precisely the word, but it gives it a little tooth. And again, helps with that great toast.
I bet it would make great French toast, too.
I don't think so. I'm the challah and the brioche type for French toast.
Well, what led you to write about this stuff?
I wrote about it because I was looking through that little handwritten cookbook I have that I've been collecting recipes for a very long time. In fact, it's so falling apart, I don't even use it anymore to add new things to. But I had that recipe. It was just sort of scribbled in from a friend of mine, and I've tweaked it over the years. And I thought, man, I haven't made this for a while because, you know, I'm making no-knead bread all the time. And, you know, I wanted to just do something a little bit old-fashioned, and I did it, and I thought, whoa, why have I stopped making this bread? It's so easy. I don't even need to do it in the KitchenAid. You can do it in one big bowl. It makes a huge loaf that my family will devour in short order. And
it's even almost sort of good for you?
Well, it's not bad for you.
It's a simple bread to make, isn't it? Not too many
ingredients. Yeah, it's a yeast bread. And, you know, again, I'm always amazed how many people are afraid of making yeast breads. But this one's really simple. You're looking at yeast and flour, cornmeal. You know, Stein, I did have a lot of people who were confused about the difference between stone ground cornmeal and polenta. Do you know the diff?
Polenta is just a coarser grind, isn't it?
That is exactly right. And I was surprised to see that some readers thought they wanted me to make creamy polenta like you would have in an Italian restaurant or for breakfast and then put a blob of that in there. But that wasn't what I meant at all.
You meant just the coarse cornmeal.
Just the coarse cornmeal. And I use Bob's Red Mill. That's readily available all over the area.
Do we know where the name for this came from, Anadama?
There's stories that abound. But there was a gentleman, if we can call him that, in Massachusetts who was constantly eating this cornmeal and molasses mush that his wife was feeding him. And one day he had had enough and he threw the bowl across the room and he said,
I don't believe it. But it's one of those stories that even if it isn't true, should be. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy
Stoneground
Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.